forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 83. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 58. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ending of Title 42 and the increase in migrants coming over the southern border, Kansas Bureau of Investigations Director Tony Mativi says that one thing he's extremely concerned about in the state of Kansas is the massive amount of fentanyl and other opioids that could be coming into the states relatively soon.
Well, I have to tell you, Andy, this is a really concerning issue. I can't overstate the magnitude of the problem. We see more meth in Kansas than we see any other drug. I mean, this part of the country, meth is still king, if you will. But the really terrifying thing about fentanyl is the increase we've seen in the number of cases. So if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab between 2020 and 2022, that number of fentanyl samples submitted to our lab for testing has risen 900%.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Today's the month for electrifying deals at Midwest Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on eight different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. That's right, electrify your ride with up to $7,500 in lease cash on 2023 EV6 or purchase with a special APR of 2.99% for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Searching for a quality pre-owned vehicle? At Midwest Kia, we have doubled our inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles and are proud to be the only local dealer that can offer Kia manufacturer certification, giving you the peace of mind you deserve. Drive away with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new and certified pre-owned Kia today. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Bonus for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid May 2nd to June 1st.
A former police officer from the Hutchinson area, Todd Allen, has been sentenced earlier this week to 23 and a half years in jail for rape along with other charges after accepting a plea agreement with the state of Kansas.
It's hard to even feel safe in a room full of officers, to be honest, because Todd Allen has ruined that safety for me and to the others that he has harmed.
An audio from KSN News, the Reno County District Attorney's Office said that they are pleased with the way the outcome happened.
Just like any profession, one bad person does not define the whole group. And law enforcement in this case did a tremendous job in putting together pieces of something that the defendant tried to cover up for so long.
Allen has been charged with one count of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, two counts of attempted aggravated sexual battery, two counts of attempted rape, two counts of kidnapping, two counts of rape, three counts of aggravated sexual battery, and five counts of misdemeanor breach of privacy. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Going into the summer season also means air quality concerns across the Mid-America region from wildfires that happen across Kansas, Nebraska, and other places. But some air quality concerns have been happening over the weekend in Nebraska that are all the way up in the country of Canada. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that air quality has been affected from wildfires going on in Alberta, Canada, with some having visibility across the state being limited, reduced to visibility as low as half a mile, even in the Panhandle area.
We can't blame it all on Canada, though, as Mother Nature has directed the winds out of the north, allowing for the hazy mess to cross the border and drift out onto the plains. This has prompted air quality alerts across the entire state. I have to tell you, I don't think I've ever seen the entire state shaded in gray with this type of alert.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say most of the smoke had cleared out throughout the weekend as some of the high winds that moved that haze outside of the state. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall was in Morrillville Wednesday touring the State Line Dairy.
Very interested in their environmental program. Dairy's done an incredible job of making more milk using less resources, much less carbon footprint. Since we're writing a new farm bill, so I'm actually the ranking member on the subcommittee for conservation. So as we try to figure out what is the best way to spend these conservation dollars, I want to go talk to the farmers and ranchers themselves, sit on that tongue in the wagon, if you will, and see what's working and what's not working. And then it's fun to talk about the environmental side of this and what they're doing there on the State Line Dairy as far as recycling and, you know, taking this waste products from their cattle and then turning it into a fertilizer as well as bedding and then recycling the water as well. So, you know, much like people who were living this land thousands of years ago, we're trying to be very environmentally friendly, doing everything we can to leave this country cleaner, healthier, and safer than we found it.
U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, who stopped in Washington County Wednesday, will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing at 7:10 Saturday morning on KNDY. Marysville USD 364 School Board approved raises at their meeting last week, including $750 added to base pay for teachers, 3% increases for administration and non-classified staff, and a 20% increase of $21,000 for Superintendent Darren Schrader, who will be paid $125,000. Beatrice Middle School was placed in lockdown briefly Wednesday afternoon after a student had displayed and pointed a fake pistol at others on a playground. May 16th, Washington and Morrillville Fire Departments were dispatched for a report of a barn fire at 2269 Prairie Road. Anika Fonensteel of Lincoln, Nebraska is being held in Washington County Jail on $7,500 bond, pending charges of possession of stolen property, criminal damage to property, DUI, driving while suspended, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Marysville City Council met Monday in continued efforts to clean up nuisance properties in the community. Code enforcement reported the properties reviewed at the last meeting have been cleaned up and resolved. Four others were added with nuisance resolution notices, and four with condemnation hearings at Monday's meeting. Unanimous approval was given to proceed with engineering services at a cost of $128,000 for the South 10th Highway 77 project. That's expected to be a $1.7 million project. Council expressed concern that a final connection to the Spring Creek Bridge is not included, and the State Department of Transportation has not responded to requests to consider including the work. A bid for repair and overlay of North 17th Street adjacent to a new car wash under construction was tabled for review. If adding curb and gutter would be worth consideration. The car wash developers did consent to sharing cost in repairing the street damaged by equipment during construction. The repair and overlay bid only was $45,000. Police Chief Matt Simpson presented a $50,000 bid for remote key control operations for the Police Department, City Hall, and Chamber and Main Street building, as well as a video surveillance system. Council consensus was to approve moving forward with installing the systems at the Police Department and the Chamber and Main Street building, and later review options for City Hall and the swimming pool. Washington City Council recently discussed options for resurfacing city streets, including milling and overlay, or recycling asphalt to reduce costs. Three blocks near the hospital are being considered, with estimates at more than $1 million per block. The annual Nickel Day in Waterville kicks off Friday evening with a burger bash from 5 until 7 at the community center and a cruise night to follow. Many other activities are planned throughout the day Saturday in Waterville. Full details available on our KNDY website and our Facebook page. Hanover Citywide garage sales are planned this weekend, beginning Friday, with maps at several business and sale locations. Norbert Louis Soule, age 91, of Beatrice, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Interment Friday at 1:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Cemetery, rural Bremen. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Louis Soule. Marvell Boston, age 85, of Washington, passed away May 14th. A funeral service is planned Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the church. Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville in charge of arrangements for Marvell Boston. A celebration of life service for Linda D. Slifer, age 71, of Frankfurt, who passed away November 22nd, is planned Sunday, May 28th at 2 p.m. at the Beatty Community Center, with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfurt in charge of arrangements for Linda Slifer. Janet Hill Adkins, age 65, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Janet Adkins.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly sunny with their highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Showers may continue early tonight, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 80s. And partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still staying sunny as we head into the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers early on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more showers are possible throughout Sunday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And some rain throughout Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May 79, record high on this date 97. The average low 57 and the record low 37. Sunset this evening 8:41, sunrise in the morning at 6:07.
From lemon juice to honey to olive oil, there are lots of natural ways to give your hair a soft shine. Today we look at what rhubarb can do from the old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 25th, the 145th day of the year. Moviegoers lined up for the first Star Wars film on this day in 1977. There were strawberry blondes, honey blondes, and even bottle blondes. But have you ever heard of rhubarb blonde? Rhubarb contains an acid that makes it an excellent lighting agent for blonde or light brown hair. Here's how to use it. Scrub and dice the root or rhizome of a rhubarb plant. In a stainless steel pan, simmer a half cup of the root and a quart of water for about 20 minutes. Let it steep overnight and strain. Test your rhubarb rinse first on a single strand of hair. Just one word of caution, rhubarb root and leaves can be toxic if eaten, so keep them safely away from pets and children. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Waterville's annual Nickel Day celebration is Saturday with the Lions Pancake Feed at the Community Center 7:30 till 10. Games from 10 to 2, plus a car show, beer garden, food trucks, parade, a mic parade at 2:15, rail rides on the Central Branch Railroad, and more. An invitation to the Nickel Day in Waterville Saturday from Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, your Napa parts store, and Do It Best Hardware. If Mark doesn't have what you need, he can get it. Old-fashioned service at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. Blue Valley Trailers Waterville, featuring new and used trailers of all types, gooseneck hitches, and they're your Hustler lawnmower dealer. Go online at bluevalleytrailers.com. Dr. Nicole Porter and her staff at Blue River Veterinary Clinic tend your pet's needs in a caring atmosphere at affordable rates. Wellness exams, vaccinations, boarding, grooming, and more at Blue Valley Veterinary Clinic in Waterville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Yesterday in the Big 12 baseball tournament, Kansas State got hammered by TCU 16-3. They will now move on to today's loser's bracket and play number one Texas. The reason why the number one seeded Texas Longhorns are in the loser bracket is because the number eight seed Kansas Jayhawks beat the Longhorns 6-3 yesterday. So Texas and Kansas State will play today, 9 o'clock. The other game in the Big 12 Conference Baseball Tournament is Oklahoma State versus West Virginia. Oklahoma State got beat by Oklahoma 9-5. Texas Tech also won against West Virginia 6-2. Due to weather, the American Athletic Conference Baseball Tournament didn't happen yesterday for the Wichita State Shockers. They're already playing in the loser's bracket. That game against Houston has been rescheduled for this morning. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs is tonight. Boston and Miami. Miami leads this series at 3-1.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of 600 to 800 head of cattle. A few of our featured consignments this week will be 16 5 to 8 year old pairs that'll have 150-pound calves at their side. Calves would be Charlotte Cross calves. Then we'll have two loads of mixed heifers that'll be weighing 875 to 9. And we'll have a load of mostly black steers selling this week that'll be weighing 850 to 9. If you want to see a full list of all of our consignments for this week and our upcoming sales, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54 and online at eldoradolivestock.com.
The Kansas City Royals could not win the series against the Detroit Tigers. That was tied one apiece going into yesterday's game, but the Tigers got the better of the Royals 6-4. The Royals are now off today. They will start a home series for the weekend against the Washington Nationals. Athlon Sports has released its all Big 12 selections for the upcoming football season, and both the University of Kansas and Kansas State were well represented. The Jayhawks had 4 players land on the first team selection, and the Wildcats had 2. The first teamers for the Jayhawks include Jalen Daniels, running back Devin Neal, cornerback Kobe Bryant and offensive lineman Mike Novitsky. The Wildcats were represented by lineman Cooper Beebe and punt returner Phillip Brooks. A lot of rumors that Patrick Mahomes will get a new contract with all the high-paid quarterback contracts that have been delivered lately, but Mahomes came out and said he is more about his legacy and winning Super Bowl than being the highest-paid player in the NFL. He said he always wants to do what's best for the team. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
While only sending 11 competitors to the Mankato Rock Hills 1A Regional last week, the Axtell boys were able to come home with not only the regional team title, but also send all 11 boys to the state meet this weekend in Wichita. Capturing four gold, sophomore Brandon Schmelsley placed first in the 100, 200, long jump, and triple jump. Not to be outdone, junior Grady Bussing placed first in the boys' 800 and 1600 meter runs. Sophomore Dalton Heinen finished third behind Bussing in the 800 meter, while fellow sophomore Gavin Shaughnessy also placed third behind Bussing in the 1600. Freshman Landon Smits placed third in the 110 meter hurdles while taking home the gold in the 300 hurdles with a time of 42 seconds. Sophomore Rylan Bussing was able to place third in the 400 meter dash, while in field events, junior Sawyer Dieters brought home a first-place finish in discus with a toss of 140 feet and 2 inches, while also bringing home second in shot put. With nearly a clean sweep in the relays, the Eagles were able to take home first in the boys' 4x4 and 4x800 meter, while grabbing a second-place finish in the 4x100. On the girls' side, sophomore Kylie Smith held her own as she punched her ticket to state with a third-place finish in the 100 hurdles, along with a fourth-place finish in triple jump. Sending 14 competitors to the state track meet this weekend, the Frankfort Wildcats youth shone bright at the Mankato Rock Hills 1A Regional last week. In boys' action, sophomore Lane Loizo was able to finish third in both the open 100 and 200-meter races, while fellow sophomore Ty Smith was able to finish third as well in pole vault. Senior Fred Hyde was able to place fourth behind teammate Loizo in the open 200. Beating out tough competition, the group of Carter Olson, Brock Armstrong, Fred Hyde, and Lane Loizo were able to bring home the gold in the 4x100-meter relay with a time of 45.22 seconds. For the girls, junior Hattie Gross finished fourth in the 200-meter dash, Alexis Dollinghouse finished fourth in the 100-meter hurdles, while in the 300-meter hurdles, Emma Hardwick finished third and Braylee Ebert finished fourth. With a very good showing in the 4x4 and 4x800-meter relays, the girls finished second in both, while the team of Ellie Studer, Emma Hardwick, Hattie Gross, and Alexis Dollinghouse brought home gold in the 4x100-meter with a time of 52.46 seconds. The state track meet kicks off tomorrow at Cessna Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University. Thank you for the TVL Spotlight on Facebook for placing in times. Stay tuned right here all week as we highlight our area student athletes during the spring sports season.
With text-to-order options, competitive daily pricing, and no wrap requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Some vertical interest in gardens and containers, screen bad views, or add color to trellises and arbors with annual vines. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Most annual vines are planted in the garden after the danger of frost has passed. Hasten flowering by starting seeds indoors or purchasing transplants. You'll enjoy their flowers and foliage for one season until frost kills the plants. Some vines grown as annuals are actually perennials in milder climates. Vigorous vines like hyacinth bean vine can quickly cover a trellis or arbor. Plant it with a perennial vine to provide quick cover. Once the perennial vine is established, you may decide to continue including annual vines for additional color. Shorter vines like the hummingbird favorite cardinal vine make excellent thrillers in containers. grow them in their own pot, or combine them with other annuals. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
KNDY.
I will confess, there are some interviews for this show that sent me driving hundreds of miles just to meet the person who could share the story. However, in all of my years, I've never gone to the lengths today's guest went to get the interview he wanted. He ditched school and began to hitchhike. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Milt Tarotti served in Vietnam and spent 26 years in the armed forces. He's been recording and writing the stories of veterans for most of his life.
No, I wrote the first one when I was 13 years old. The guy was 109.
That first interview as a young teen was with a veteran who was the last of an era.
I heard it on the radio about Albert Wilson being in a hospital in Duluth, Minnesota, and he was the last survivor of the Civil War.
Milt was fascinated with the thought that the last veteran of the Civil War was in a hospital relatively close to him. However, what happened next was something the 13-year-old did on his own.
So after Mom and Dad went to work, I grabbed a piece of paper and a pencil, and I hitchhiked 78 miles to Duluth, and I found the hospital, found his room.
And upon arriving at his room, he found a veteran willing to share his story with someone about 85 years his junior.
And we talked. I took notes, went home, hitchhiked back, wrote his story. And then I asked Grandpa to drive me back 3 weeks later so I wouldn't get in trouble again.
Not only had Milt taken extensive notes from that interview, but he had crafted those details into a personal story of the last living veteran of the Civil War.
And I gave Albert his story in his bed. He was sitting in bed smoking a cigar. He was a drummer boy in the Civil War. And he has a monument at Gettysburg designating him as the last survivor. So off and on, for 67 years, I've been doing veteran oral histories.
That interview was the first of many such veteran stories that Milt would record, write, and share so that their stories would be remembered. But there's much more to this story, because the important stories of veterans are still being recorded and shared yet today. It's next time as we travel the countryside. St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
The chicken cross the road to roost in the tree. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Some hens prefer a tree branch over a nice coop, and good luck changing their minds as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Chickens that test their wings might discover something new, that trees are a fun place to roost, whether you like it or not. Jesse Lyons is an extension poultry specialist at the University of Missouri and says once a chicken discovers it can fly and finds a tree branch to its liking, you're in for a battle.
I think it's kind of a response to looking for a location to roost that's maybe a little bit farther from ground predators. Many of the flying birds will roost in trees, so I think it's part of their DNA, their mental survival instincts.
Not all breeds perch on tree branches. Smaller, lighter chickens with longer wings can fly better than meatier breeds. This habit may not be such a big deal during the day, but it's risky at night. Nocturnal predators such as owls and raccoons relish the opportunity for a chicken dinner. You can't reason with a chicken to come down, so Lyons says you may end up climbing the tree yourself.
If you're using a light to get to them, they can see them well enough to probably hop over into another branch or hop out of the tree and leave you in the tree, and then they go and hide somewhere in the dark. A bird can't see too well after dark, but they can run somewhere, and they tend to crouch down and hide. They can do that pretty well. I have, if they were on low limbs, carefully on a ladder, reached up and got them without turning the light on them. You can kind of pick them off.
You can also use a pole with a hook on the end. Grab the bird's leg and pull it off the branch. Try enticing your hens to come down at night by only providing food and water in their coop. It's possible to discourage chickens from the tree by placing a fake owl in the branches, but the trickery won't last for long. Learn more about tree-loving chickens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Jesus, I pray, so say his will to me. profound phrase in the prayer of St. Francis that really inspires me. It is in giving that you receive. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, it's really true that when you give a lot, you receive a lot. Of course, that's not the reason to give, but it's a beautiful outcome. You can get great joy and fulfillment by giving to others. You can find new relationships just by sharing your unique talents. Everyone has a unique way of making a difference in the lives of others. It could be giving financially to your church or using your talents to teach others. Maybe it's volunteering to help with children's ministry. The inspiring thing about generosity is that there's no rule on what or how much you should give, as long as it comes from the heart. So give what you can and be prepared to receive more than you ever dreamed. A life of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
A biological crop input designed to enhance plant growth while improving soil health. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Atlanta-based ProGrow Bio is on a mission to develop all-natural, organically certified solutions for farmers, gardeners, and growers of all kinds. Company CEO Blake Young says their signature product, Rizol, offers multiple benefits.
This collection and formulation that has been created has been proven to be really highly effective in accelerating and enhancing natural plant growth, while also restoring the soil's natural abilities to resist numerous soil-borne pathogens and nematodes. And that is what is so distinctive about our product.
Young says unlike many microbial products, Rizol is offered in dry powdered form, making it easier to handle and transport and giving it a longer shelf life.
In the microbial world, we are the most differentiated. And if anything, in terms of challenges that the company faces, there's several Me Too microbial products that have come on the market. And what we're demonstrating in all the crops that we're working with is that we are different. And we certainly have and deliver very high efficacy in all the things we just talked about.
Learn more at ProGrowBio.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, May the 25th. NRCS and FSA heads faced tough questions on funding, alternative fuels, and equity at House Ag Conservation Subcommittee hearing. Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson challenged the NRCS and FSA heads on slow use of Inflation Reduction Act funds for conservation contracts. He argued could be better spent in the Farm Bill.
Some of the funding is unrealistic and would be better used by bringing it into the baseline and spread out over a more realistic time frame. I also think we must remove the climate restrictions and let the locally led model continue without limitation.
But NRCS Chief Terry Cosby countered.
The influx of IRA dollars just helped us. Last year, we were only able to fund 1 in 3 contracts through EQIP. And so it's given us a huge shot in the arm. Our staff right now is processing about 29 contracts per hour.
For Southern Illinois GOP Congresswoman and farmer Mary Miller, the concern was solar panels versus farmland.
This is prime farm ground. We're seeing tens of thousands of acres in Illinois being taken out of production and whatever you want to call it. It's not really farming. Solar panels are covering that land.
And on USDA's Equity Commission and its critique of FSA County Committee's lack of diversity.
Do you think the USDA's time and money would be better spent promoting policies that help farmers, instead of playing political games with an equity commission?
It's a really good question.
Yes.
We did not ever stop developing policies that work for farmers.
And that's your Ag News.
We have Clay from Best Body Shop here with some exciting news for anyone looking for a career change. Clay, why don't you tell us what's going on over at Best Body Shop?
What's up, KGSO listeners? This is Clay from Best Body Shop, and I want to tell you what we have going on right now. Our team is growing, and we are looking for people to join. If you are looking for a career in the collision repair industry with a diverse team and an amazing culture, then reach out today. Text 316-445-9850. We can't wait to hear from you.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply.
Several new 2023 Silverado pickups have arrived at the Nordis Motor Company, including a Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss, 1500 LTZ 3.0 Duramax Diesel. They have a Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom and a Silverado 1500 Work Truck awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.
Whether grazing out droughty pasture or dry lotting, there are challenges this year. Tips to mitigate those challenges, that's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Turning livestock out for grazing this year has been an issue for some producers due to freezing temperatures and drought. Nebraska Extension educator Randy Sainer.
As we have drought, roots die because they can't just get enough moisture. And so in the spring of the year, we have to have some roots to bring it up, right? And so if you graze it off real short, real fast, it has to use those roots again to put up new shoots. And so you can really weaken the grass if you're not careful. So you want to give it time. We've been recommending to turn out in June, which is really, for a lot of people, they can't do that because they're out of hay. But if there's any way you can rotate or do a flash graze and bring them back in and put some nutrition in them and let that grass get back up, you're going to be way better off.
But the biggest challenge, he says, is the lack of hay.
People run out of hay and trying to find it. I mean, that's the challenge. A lot of our hay is coming out of South Dakota. They had a lot of rain. So there's quite a bit of hay in South Dakota. It's a ways to to bring it in. The other thing is people are using cornstalk bales and distillers, and that works pretty good. We're seeing quite a bit of dirt in some of the cornstalk bales. When you get a lot of dirt in there, that means that dirt weighs and it doesn't give you any benefit from a nutrition standpoint. And that can be a challenge, but there is still some cornstalks out there. And don't forget, as calves get bigger, they need feed too. So those are all issues if you're dry lotting.
He says the El Nino weather cycles should help going forward, as that usually means more moisture in the atmosphere, which means rain. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at on this Thursday right now. July corn currently at 588 and a quarter. That's up one. Corn for September, 510. That's down five and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July, 815. That's up two and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for September, 810. That's up two and a quarter. Looking at oats for July, 335. That's up five and a quarter. September oats at 337 and a half. And that's up three and a half. Taking a look at soybeans for July. Currently, 1324 and a half. That's flat. August soybeans, 1252 and a quarter. And that's up, that's down. That's down six and a half currently. Taking a look at cotton for July, 80.23 is your current price, and that's down $1.49. Cotton for October, 80.64. It's been paused. And cotton for December, 78.68. That's down $1.60. Live cattle for June, 166.92 and a half. That's up 82 and a half cents. Live cattle for August, 164.50. That's up 37 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for May, 208.95. That's down 2.5 cents. And feeder cattle for August, 234.27 and a half. That's down a quarter currently. Crude for July, 71.66 right now. That's down $2.68 per barrel. Crude for August, 71.72. That's down $2.57. Looking at gold for June, 1943.90. That's down $20.80. Gold for August, 1962.40. That's down $20.70. Silver for May, 22.84 and a half, and that's down 27 cents. The Dow right now down 117. S&P up 31. NASDAQ up 331.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Common law marriage in Kansas is not what people may think. K-State and Washburn Law School professor Roger McOwen discusses why this is a valuable topic for producers in Kansas, especially when it comes to succession planning.
I think there's still a lot of misconceptions out there as to what constitutes a common law marriage. Is it just enough to live with somebody for a long enough period of time and that's it? And that may not be the case. And this is a big deal because you might get the IRS that's involved if it's a large estate. You've got inheritance rights. If you are a spouse, you don't have certain rights. If you're not a spouse, you don't have spousal rights if you're not a spouse. And the property may go an entirely different direction than what was planned. So you either formalize the marriage with a formal ceremony, or you make sure you definitely understand the Kansas rules for what it takes to create a common law marriage. And then there are others in other states that might be listening. There are just a handful of states that will recognize common law marriages. Most states don't recognize the concept to begin with.
There are three contributing factors to a common law marriage that McOwen reviews. They are all important, but one is crucial.
We have to clear three hurdles to have a valid common law marriage. And one of those is, of course, the parties have to have the capacity to marry. And that means they're of legal age and have the legal capacity to enter into a marital arrangement. And secondly, they have to mutually agree to be presently married. So there has to be some type of agreement. You can't force a common law marriage on someone. There has to be evidence of a present agreement to marry. And then third, the parties have to hold themselves out to the public as husband and wife. Now, that third one is most people would be familiar with that. That's what most people think. Well, we hold ourselves out to the public. We've done so, and I hear this all the time. 7 years isn't that the time frame? Well, no, not necessarily. You've got to have all of these requirements. The longer, the better, because it gives you more time to prove those elements exist.
He reviews the difference between intent to be husband and wife and being husband and wife. He also shares his recommendation with people when it comes to common law marriages.
You have to have an agreement to be married rather than just simply an agreement that is an intent to be married at some point in the future. You have to have an agreement to be presently married, not an agreement that is an intent to be married. So if you meet those three requirements and you have pretty good evidence and you really conducted everything as if you were a married couple, then we might get there. But the point is, if you're going to do that anyway, just go ahead and formalize it with a ceremony, and it'll eliminate a lot of this confusion.
That was a law professor for Kansas State University and Washburn, Roger McOwen, with information pertaining to common law marriages in Kansas. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Holmsend Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
professional, you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
Got to be 2250. Sold for $20.72.
country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.